Hi, Nash FM 97.3.
Danger. What's up, man?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'll tell you what, we are so excited for a number of things. It's like, it's not just a big Jason Aldean day here. It's like the kickoff of a huge Jason Aldean week for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into this. All right. So a brand new song that we are going to be world premiering all day long today. All right. Tell us about How Far Does a Goodbye Go?
Yeah, man. How Far Does a Goodbye Go is the first single from our next album. And, you know, just it's been a minute. I feel like it's been a minute since we've, you know, put out the Highway Desperado album and really had some new songs that people haven't heard. You know, once you kind of drop an album, everybody gobbles it up and listens to it. And then, you know, and that's kind of the way we've done it for years. And you know, this time, you know, with the new album, we're going to kind of, I don't know, breadcrumb it out a little bit, kind of stretch it out a little bit. And this is the first single, man. So I'm excited. It's kind of a throwback to the early days of some of the early songs. Kind of, I don't know, I feel like it's a good combination when you hear the whole song. It's kind of a throwback, and then it kind of morphs into a little bit more of the sound that we have now. But it's just a really cool song, man. A couple of my bandmates wrote this thing and sent it to me one day, and we're just like, hey, I think we just landed one that's really good, and you know, you should check this out. And so first time listening down, it was just one of those that, you know, to me it just sounded like an instant classic, like one of those songs you could slide in anywhere in our catalog and it just fit in there. And you know, like I said, just kind of had a little bit of an old school vibe plus kind of some of the newer stuff that we do, and just one of those songs that I felt like was really going to kind of set the tone for the album.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The first single typically sets the tone. So what you're saying is that is the case with this one. Is it the rest of the album going to kind of follow in its footsteps?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a little bit of that vibe on the album for sure. I think anybody that's kind of followed us over the years knows that if you get one of our album, there's going to be a little bit of everything. There's going to be some country stuff, some traditional stuff. There's going to be a little bit more rock leaning stuff. And, you know, so there's some of that, but I feel like with this song, it was one that really kind of set the tone of like, hey, you know, this is kind of where we are right now. So let's, you know, let's just, I think this is going to be something that's going to be fun for us to play. It's going to be a little nostalgic for a lot of people that have followed our career, you know, since the beginning. And, just hopefully something people are going to love.
I cannot wait. And again, world premiere, How Far Does a Goodbye Go from Jason Aldean all day long today on Nash FM 97.3. Be listening for it. You mentioned that your bandmates wrote it. How happy were you when it was good? So you didn't have to say, I don't think so, guys.
Well, these guys have been on a tear lately. You know, we started a publishing company a few years back, and we found this kid, John Morgan, who you guys...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we found him. We had this idea of starting this publishing company with, you know, just kind of like our little team of guys that go in and write every day for us. Now, whether they write something good or whatever, who knows? But that was kind of the plan, and so we've kind of been building that. And, you know, over the last few years since we started that, they've had Trouble with the Heartbreak. They've had the Carrie Underwood duet. Try That in a Small Town, Whiskey Drink. So they've been on a pretty good roll lately.
A nice track record right there. Not bad.
Yeah, they've been on a pretty good roll. I mean, they're legit writers, and you know, and they work hard at it, man. So when they brought this to the table, it's, you know, you hear a lot of good songs and you know, songs that are really special. But you know, every once in a while you hear one that's just like, man, that one's going to hit different, and that was kind of how I felt about this one.
Let's talk about, you just rolled through a number of hits, and you've got so many of them. Is it a challenge for you when you go to put together a set list? We're going to see you at Casey Center 1 week from tonight. How hard is it to put together a set list for what is going to get played? Are you going to have to leave stuff off? How hard is that?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, all these songs meant something, you know, still mean something, but were such a big part of my career. They came at different points in my career that kind of helped get us here. So, you know, all those songs are important. They all mean something to us. And unfortunately, we don't have time to play every single song, you know, every night. So you try to put in, you try to make a set list that you feel like, you know, you got all the songs in there, people that you know people are coming to hear, you know, Dirt Road Anthem and She's Country, My Kind of Party, Flyover States, you know, those kind of things. And then obviously you want to play like, you know, some of the new stuff we try to mix it in. We try to do, you know, there's been 11, 12 albums, whatever it's been now. And so, you know, we try to mix in songs from all those albums over the years. And, you know, we don't do a lot of deep cuts off of an, you know, I see people all the time holding up signs for us to play, you know, some deep cut on an album somewhere. And it's like, man, we don't really have a chance to do that anymore, but it's a good problem to have, man. And I think at the end of the day, we just want to make sure we put together a show that, we feel like when people come out, you know, they're hearing songs they're familiar with. You know, it's taking them back to when they were however old when they first heard us for the first time, and kind of, you know, just riding that train all the way up until where we are now. And so, you know, it's a little tricky sometimes making set lists, but, you know, we try to do it in a way where we feel like we're giving everybody, you know, hopefully 99% of what they came to hear.
Just as long as you play my favorite, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'll just be disappointed. No, I'm just kidding. Any other surprises we're going to see at your show? We always love it when you come to town.
I don't know. You know, I think with us each year, it's trying to build, you know, build a show that visually looks cool, you know, anymore. It's, you know, that's the thing. You can't just go out and play your songs and go, oh, here it is. It's like, you got to build a production and make it a big thing. And we got a great team as far as that goes. So I feel like, you know, each year when you come out to the show, you're seeing something different. You know, you're not seeing the same thing you saw last year, the last time we came to town. You know, and we do that. It's, you know, I don't know how Morgan Wallen does that. He finds somebody in every town and brings them out, and it's a surprise. I'm like, man, that's a lot of work, you know, for us. We just, like, how do you get in touch with all these people, man? It's like,
well, so, if you need us to, if you need us to walk out with you, well, you got it, Jason.
Yeah,
we'll
no problem.
Do it.
All right, hey, you never know. You never know.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a great compliment in that somebody I knew. Was not he always said, oh, I'm not a big country music guy, and you played a show here in town and he happened to be there for it, and he said, dude, this Jason Aldean guy, this is something different. And I said, you know, you might be more of a country guy than you realize, but huge fan of your show, man. You always do a great job.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And that's always the thing, you know, I mean, that's you know, I don't expect everybody to be fans of ours or whatever, but I've always kind of felt like if we could ever get them to a show and let them see what it was all about and be in the atmosphere of what we do, you know, more so than just hearing somebody talk about it or seeing a clip on Instagram or TV, whatever. It's like, if you can get them to a show and really show them what you're all about and what, you know, what it is and get them in that atmosphere. You know, I've always felt like, you know, you got a pretty good chance at changing those people's opinion. And so I love to hear stories like that, man. You know, I love that. When people come out and they're not expecting to, you know, to be a fan or fall in love with the music, and it happens naturally like that, that's a cool thing.
Love it. Well, it's a huge Jason Aldean today. Like I said, kicking off a Jason Aldean week. Listen, how far does a goodbye go? World premiere all day long today for Jason Aldean on Nash FM 97.3. And then 1 week from tonight, the show is at Casey's Center. If you do not already have your tickets, get those. It's always an amazing time. Man, thank you for taking so much time with us this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to seeing you guys here in about a week.